It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I want to chat about a study that's been done. Now, some people choose to study an array of things, you know, to make life better for us all.
It's marvellous what you can get a grant to study, though, isn't it?
Especially if you're supplying money for your own study. They're always the best ones.
Yes. Like a clinical test, like a business is doing it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're the best.
Clinical studies have shown. Oh, yeah, what clinic? Just our one.
Just hang on.
Just in our
That's not even a clinic. That's just people with white coats, no? We paid for this.
You've hired a heap of actors.
It's our clinic.
Yeah.
But this is in London. We're going to London for this one. Hello, Cobber.
I was going to make an Omicron gag. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no, don't. Bayes Business School of London City University. Never heard of it. Anyway, they looked into how we shop and how things can influence our own decisions.
Cool.
And I love how people come up with this random stuff to study. Like, I didn't even know this was a thing.
Mm.
But you know when you get a trolley, okay? Yes. We're shopping. We're at the supermarket, okay? We've got a trolley. It's the horizontal bar that you have on a trolley.
The handlebar?
Okay. The handlebar.
Yeah.
So that's that bar that is basically universal. And they are saying, well, look, that has negative connotations, okay?
Sorry.
We've found out that there's a new design that's not being used, but you should use it. We should get this in supermarkets, but it benefits the supermarket chains and the shopping chains and not the people. Because when you are using a different muscle, you have a more positive experience.
Really?
Hang on, what? So it turns out that it depends what muscles are being activated. When you are shopping with a horizontal bar, apparently that's, ooh, bad triceps. We don't like that. Okay?
Triceps are the back ones, aren't they, on your arm?
So it activates the tricep muscle at the back of the arm, which is associated with rejecting things we don't like, pushing things away or holding something away, for example.
What?
But if you have a wheelbarrow, right? So if you have a handle, they're saying that they want a separate handle for left and right, sort of like a wheelbarrow, but you just push it. You don't have to kind of lift and roll because it's just like a normal trolley. But they're saying that is better, okay? Because that activates the biceps and that's associated with things we do like.
This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Like, it's activated when an individual pulls or holds things close to the body, right? So they're saying people spend more money in shops because they're activating a nicer muscle.
If I'm spending all day on the job site pushing around a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
I don't then want to go to the shops on my way home and push around a wheelbarrow.
Well, exactly. I mean, after a hard day at the office, you probably, you know, you relax.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, you want to work, you know, I don't know how you relax. You can work out whatever muscles you want. People do exercises at home. If you're working out your biceps, right, and then you go to the shops, I mean, how is that a positive connotation? It's mixing things up in your brain.
Why are you doing that with your hands? Why is that the bicep movement?
No, it's bit, just
it's a weird.
Well, I don't know.
That's more wrist. Too much wrist.
Oh, yeah, they've got a study on that, but that's in the sealed section of this.
You want people to feel good, put a little hole in the back of the trolley and push it around like that.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
It's always nice to be told what you're doing wrong, particularly when it's around something super simple.
Oh, like maybe saying words or phrases?
What?
Is that why you do it so much to me?
Well, just trying to help you improve.
You just
yourself.
Can't let any go.
I let a lot go, and that's what you don't understand. In this regard and also in many others. So I always think when I'm cooking pasta, I'm like, is that right?
What would Jesus do?
Like how far... Like it's, I know how pasta. Yeah, exactly. What's al dente?
Yeah,
it's a little bit raw. I don't want it a little bit raw.
Yeah, you do.
Good bit?
You want to throw it on the wall, and if it sticks, then it's done.
Yeah, but I don't do spaghetti specifically, really.
Oh, you're a penne guy.
I am a penne guy.
Oh, you would have little bows. You'd have the little shells too.
No, I don't.
The only person in the world that buys a little bows.
I actually get my pasta from Sexyland. It's shaped like this.
Oh, yeah. It picks up the sauce. Yeah.
Weirdly, it's one big piece of pasta.
Sometimes it's almost too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it starts half out of the...
Stop it.
So taste.com.au have come out and told us what we're doing wrong with our pasta. Stop.
Gustav's saved them for later.
Don't overcook it is the first lesson.
You're crying. Okay.
Yes. So, you totally take this, bro.
You're being very unprofessional right now.
Pasta should have.
You can do it.
Pasta should have. Annoying.
No! Do your job!
Okay, pasta should have slight firmness but be chewy with uniform cut. No, you can't hold it together. I'm going to play a Christmas song instead. This is, come on. What is in the water?
It's your fault.
It's Christmas time. Enjoy.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Am I being unreasonable?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've handled this correctly.
Yeah.
I just want to know what you would have done, B, if you agree with moi.
Okay. I like these ones.
So, I've been quite active on Marketplace of late.
Mm.
Not only buying, but selling.
Oh, you've been buying?
Oh, basketball jerseys, mate.
Yeah, of course. That was the only thing.
Yeah. So.
The markets aren't open all the time.
No, exactly, right?
Exactly. Sometimes you need a basketball jersey every week.
That's right.
For yourself.
And I'm not paying $120 for
it. What have you got on today? You've got one on today, don't you?
I've got a throwback, a hardwood classic, a Atlanta Hawks Dominique Wilkins.
Wow, that's awesome. The Hawks aren't even a thing anymore.
Yes, they are.
Are they?
You know they are.
No, I don't.
Seattle Supersonics aren't a thing anymore.
Oh, I know.
So, great. Basketball jersey chat. Yeah. Not what we're here to talk about.
Sorry.
So on Marketplace, I sold a couple of things for Mum and Anthony, my stepdad, and now about 3 weeks ago, we sold a coffee machine on Marketplace.
Yeah, I remember this.
Hmm. And so when we merged households, we moved back in with them, we realised we got a lot of coffee machines.
Yeah.
We don't need this many ways to make coffee.
We can just come down the stairs and use the one machine or go upstairs.
We've got a pod machine if you want to use a pod machine. We've got a coffee machine if you want to use a coffee machine. Oh. We've got one of those little things that sit on the hot plate, the little silver.
Yeah, Turkish coffee.
Yeah, and it goes up and we've got one of those. That's all we really need. We don't need to have a couple of coffee machines that have the proper frother and everything involved, right?
Yeah.
So we sold one that was A, the most expensive one, and B, the one that took up the most bench space.
Okay.
And it came with a coffee grinder as well, a proper standalone coffee grinder, and it's a KitchenAid brand one, retails for $1,900.
Right? Jesus Christ, well done you.
Thanks. We advertised it for $700.
Okay, that's cool.
No nibbles.
Yeah. No what?
Nibbles. No one was interested. $600. No one was
$700
interested.
No nipples. That's what he said. I'm like, what happens in the coffee selling market? Yeah.
$500, no one was interested. Drop the price finally to $400. We're like, all right, we'll take $400.
Yeah.
Someone contacted me, hey, can you do $300? I was like, not really. And then, because it's a $1,900 coffee.
Yeah.
So then someone else contacted and said, hey, I'm willing to pay $400 for it. Can you hold it for me? It was, no worries.
Yeah.
And so she bought it. Her son came and picked it up.
Lovely.
Met Mum and my stepdad.
Yeah.
My stepdad, Anthony, just showed him how to use it.
Yeah.
Made a coffee for him.
Bless.
My mum is my mum's like your mum, right, where even though she's selling it to someone else, she's cleaned it within an inch of its life.
Beautiful.
And they boxed it. They didn't have the original box, but they found a box that fit it, put bubble wrap around it and everything.
Oh,
and
so sweet.
She's basically following the guy out the door, still polishing it.
Yeah. She's the blessing.
Because it's been not that used that much, and she wants the people buying it to know that they're getting a good product
that has been
taken care of, yeah? So then I get a message last night. I was putting Indy down, and when I got out of the bedroom, I had a message on Facebook from the lady.
Mm.
So it's been a couple of weeks, and she said that she's really quite upset. Coffee machine is no longer working. I've only been using it 2 weeks, and it's tripping their safety switch. I'd like to return the machine.
Oh, my God. That's what happened when, yeah.
And I was like, what? We'd had that machine for like 2 years. More than 2 years.
Had it been plugged in the like entire time? Like, was it being used, or was it just kind of like hanging there?
Being
like,
used, but not not super regularly. Yeah, because again, we had other coffee machines that were more convenient. So when we wanted to be a bit splash out, be a bit special,
we'd be like have people
that
over.
That was the machine that we would use.
Yeah.
Never once had a problem with it. Never once. And so for it to now 2 weeks in be having a problem, it's like. So the thing is. And so I just said, look, hey, we sold it in 100% good faith.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know what's happened since you took it home. We used it at our previous home and at this home.
Yeah, no dramas.
No dramas, no safety switches being set.
Mm.
We showed your son that it works.
Yeah.
Like, in and the safety switch didn't go off then. Unfortunately, not going to be able to take it back. As I say, we didn't, like, I've not seen what's happened to it in the interim. We went to extra effort to make sure you'd seen that it's been cleaned and well taken care of. Hopefully, I'd suggest get it serviced. Hopefully, it's just a small part or maybe that's all it needs is a service. Really sorry, but unfortunately, we didn't sell it with a warranty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because essentially, like, it's like a car.
If it's buy beware.
If you buy a secondhand car and it rolls off the lot or if it rolls off someone's driveway and you go home with it, 2 weeks later something happens, it's not on that person's
car.
But also I feel like a jerk because I don't want – like, I didn't want that to happen.
No, of course not.
We couldn't have predicted. But what would you have done? Would you have taken it back?
No, so this is what ended up happening with a fridge that we sold.
Oh,
and it ended up not working.
Yeah.
And so she said, look, I know you sold it in good faith because I said we were literally using this fridge. Yeah. We were using this fridge. We got a new one. Like, there were no dramas with it. And she said, oh, you know, I know you sold it in good faith, but, you know, what do you want to do? And I said, look, let's just go Harvey's. Do you know what I mean? I'll take some money back. You take some money back.
Wow.
So we went Harvey's. And then I gave her an extra 50 because I felt really bad.
Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.